I'm very happy now to welcome to the program David Urias. He is an attorney with Friedman Boyd, and he is here to talk about immigrant driver's licenses. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
And Marcela Diaz, who's the executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido, who's talking about the same thing as well as the special session. Welcome, Marcela.
Thanks for having us, Mary Charlotte.
So, David, talk for a moment. This whole issue of immigrant driver's licenses, New Mexico is one of the few states in the United States that offers licenses to, I mean, I guess you would say undocumented immigrants in the official sense, but they have documents proving their residency, proving the countries that they come from, and so on. You brought a suit against the Secretary of Taxation and Revenue. What was that all about?
Well, the suit brought by our firm and the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, which is a national civil rights organization, is really directed at the program that the Motor Vehicle Department and the Executive Department have created, which targets people, primarily people who were born outside the United States, and requires them, commands them to come before the MVD and re-show all the documents that they already showed when they first applied for the licenses under the guise of this, you know, investigation of fraud, which doesn't make sense because the MVD, neither the MVD nor the executive branch has any information whatsoever or any rational basis to believe that any of the people who are being, you know, ordered to come before the MVD did anything wrong when they applied for their driver's licenses. They're entitled to the driver's licenses. They resided in New Mexico. They proved that to be the case. And for the MVD to then say, well, you know, because we don't agree with the legislature here that these people should even be receiving driver's licenses, we're going to make it as hard as possible for them to maintain them, and we're going to order them to come before the department. We think that's unconstitutional. We think that that's un-American. We think it's un-New Mexican. We think it's contrary to the rule of law. And that's why we filed this lawsuit. It's not really about the policy around the driver's license or the issuance of the driver's licenses. We think that's up to the legislature, and we hope that, you know, it ends up a certain way. But that's not really what this lawsuit's about. This lawsuit is broader in scope, and then it really goes to, you know, the authority of the government or one government agency to reach out, target a particular class of people. We don't think it can do that, and hopefully we'll have a permanent end to the program very soon.
Now, you did achieve a temporary restraining order. So they basically agreed with the argument that, a judge agreed with the argument that you just made.
Well, I think the judge agreed with the argument that it needed to be halted temporarily because of the injury, the constitutional injuries that are occurring here. Now, the judge will later address the issues more carefully, but we feel confident that once she does that, she's going to strike the program down permanently because there is no authority for this program to be created. They created this program at their whim with no input from the legislature, no rulemaking whatsoever. They didn't go and have public comment and notice and things that are required by law. It's something that is quite remarkable. I've never seen anything like this where an agency takes it upon themselves to create something that runs contrary to the spirit of the policy that's set forth by the legislature.
Describe to us what actually happened, or maybe Marcela, you can do this. In other words, people started getting letters. What did these letters say?
These letters were sent, apparently, to 10,000 individuals who are a part of the quote-unquote foreign national database, which includes people who are unauthorized to live in the United States but who are legal residents of the state of New Mexico, people who have since getting their licenses naturalized and have become U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents, and U.S. citizens who chose not to use their Social Security number. So it's a very broad database, which is why we, you know, one of the plaintiffs in this case is a person who is actually a legal permanent resident who received this letter. And it basically said either you show up to Albuquerque, you make an appointment, you show up to Albuquerque in 30 days and reapply for a license, basically, not just providing your residency documents, but also providing once again all of these identity documents that you've already provided. And if you don't comply with this, then your license will be canceled. That's what our community Those are the letters that we were getting. We're very happy that this temporary restraining order is now in place, because cancellations were supposed to begin this week. And so it came in perfect time to help stop some of these cancellations. And there's several members and family members of Somos who have come in and said, you know, I already got a letter saying that my license was going to be canceled because I couldn't make it. Now, lots of folks couldn't get to Albuquerque. Lots of folks couldn't comply with this program, Mary Charlotte, because...
I was going to say, it's a big state.
It's a big state. And you know, initially, when the program was initiated, and everybody heard about it for the first time via a press release that the governor put out through her spokesperson, and people were very confused. How are we going to get to Albuquerque? And really, the stories of folks who couldn't comply, who asked for special accommodations from the governor and or from the MVD and who were denied those special accommodations, range from folks who had surgery, who couldn't make the five-hour trip from Levington to Albuquerque, to people here in Santa Fe. One older woman, for instance, said, I don't drive over 35 miles an hour. I got my license and my old beat-up car to get me around Santa Fe. I don't drive on the freeway. There's no way that I'm going to be able to get to Albuquerque. And so these are folks who were told by MVD, well, if you can't make it, your license is going to be canceled, and maybe in the future you can reapply at your home MVD. But we know that for foreign nationals without social security numbers, that can be quite a tedious and cumbersome process. Just to get an appointment to provide your documents again and reapply can take up to 3 months.
Well, I mean, that's the other part of it. People were struggling to get appointments or even to get through on the telephone line.
That's correct. And, I mean, as David says, I mean, these are folks who've already complied with the law. We call this program the Show Me Your Papers Again Reverification Program.
So, David Urias, what is the next step?
Well, the next step is to have the hearing, which is set for the 13th, have an injunction in place until the court can address all the issues that are being raised here, and hopefully have a permanent, strike down the law permanently, the program permanently, and make clear to the executive and to the Motor Vehicle Department that this is beyond their authority, and they're not to engage in types of policy making and lawmaking activities that go contrary to the legislature's intent.
Now, what was the relationship between the governor's intention and the actions of the Motor Vehicles Division, David Urias?
Well, it's the Motor Vehicle Division is technically they're the ones that technically sent out the letters to the 10,000. But it's clear from the governor's statements and from the press releases from her spokesperson that this was a directive by the governor. This program must have been implemented, created within the executive branch at the direction of the governor, or at least at the direction of the Secretary of Taxation and Revenue. But it was the MVD that actually is implementing the program and going forward with this program. And so they're all kind of tied together. But we've filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of Taxation and Revenue because she's the person responsible for making sure that the department and the MVD follow the law. You know, this program is, again, something that we've never seen before. I was I worked for the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund for many years and addressed a lot of anti-immigrant ordinances and other unconstitutional programs and initiatives in places in the South and in Texas and Arizona. And even in those places, which have kind of a reputation for being very anti-immigrant, very xenophobic, even in places like that, I had never seen a program like this that was done by one agency kind of on the spot, shoddily put together and targets on its face a class of individuals whom the legislature has already decided are entitled to these driver's licenses.
So that's why MALDEF, which is the Latino legal voice civil rights group, got involved in this.
That's right. MALDEF is absolutely right. You know, this New Mexico is not Texas. It's not Arizona. It's a unique state, as you pointed out. It's one of those states that has provided I think, better policies regarding driver's license issuances in most states. And that's actually a good thing. It's not something that people should look at and say, well, we need to follow the majority of the states. I think we should be proud of the fact that we protect all residents of New Mexico. MALDEF thinks that that's a great thing about New Mexico, one of the great policy decisions that New Mexico has made and stood up to the kind of anti-immigrant rhetoric. And we hope that we maintain this state and in the way that it is, and that is a state that looks upon all people equally and does not single out a particular class of individuals for this kind of discriminatory treatment.
David Urias, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So, Marcela Diaz, Somos un Pueblo Unido, what have you been hearing from your members and your constituents about this issue?
Well, obviously people want to continue to be able to drive legally, be able to keep their insurance, register their vehicles, and be able to feel safe enough to interact with police, and having a form of identification and having a record that they can present to any police officer is actually something that our community wants to be able to do, because, of course, the majority of our community are not criminals and are following the law and abiding by the law. And so having a driver's license is really key in those kinds of interaction with law enforcement. And so folks are very concerned about this continued obsession with driver's licenses. I think it's important for your listeners to know that we're talking about fewer than 5% of driver's license holders across the board. So it's a lot of money, it's a lot of attention, it's a lot of political capital being placed on such a small percentage. And we know that, you know, our tax and rev department and our MVD should be focused on the majority of drivers in the state and in making it a better system for all of us, and instead of really focusing on this real small percentage of folks. This re-verification program as David had mentioned earlier in the show, is pretty astounding. It's costing well over $250,000. There are better ways to fight residency. In fact, the governor, through regulation, has the ability to strengthen residency requirements, which is something that we all support. And Somos un Pueblo Unido supports any anti-fraud mechanism.
Yeah, because there's been some of those examples in the news of fraud.
Sure. There is fraud in New Mexico, as there is fraud in every state. Most of the fraud that occurs in the United States actually occurs around driver's license and identity documents in states that don't give licenses to immigrants who are undocumented. And in fact, we can make the case that fraud proliferates in states that deny licenses, because you, of course, create a black market for identity documents and for driver's licenses. And so we have a number of examples on our website of fraud rings that have been targeted by strong enforcement measures in other states. And so it's important for people to understand that fraud isn't going to go away by denying licenses. We support strong anti-fraud mechanisms, and we have been supporting that for a number of years, and many of those have already been put into place. But one of the things that the governor could have done was strengthen residency requirements through regulation, and she didn't. Instead, she created this illegal and very unfair, onerous, and costly program at taxpayers' expense to promote a political agenda that we know falls right in line with what's happening from Arizona to Alabama. And so we need to...
What is that? Tell us more about that political agenda. What's going on?
Well, obviously there is a very anti... Right now, the immigrants' rights movement, our battle is in the states, right? Congress, of course, has failed to deal with this issue in a proper way.
Not again.
Within the last 5 to 10 years. Right. And so as long as we have Congress unwilling to deal with this issue, create policies that make sense for our economy, make sense for our government, make sense for law enforcement, that actually try to regularize the status of the 10 to 15 million immigrants who don't have a Social Security number and who need to be integrated into the larger community in this country. As long as they're failing to do that, we're going to have to be dealing with these policy issues at our local level. And so what our charge is in our states, and what our elected officials' charge should be, is to create reasonable policies, sensible policies that integrate immigrants rather than alienate them and promote public safety. And so when we passed this law in 2003, we didn't do it alone, Mary Charlotte. We worked with law enforcement officials, victims' rights agencies, community groups, faith groups. It was a very broad effort. And in part, we could find common ground on the licensing issue because we knew it would promote public safety, strengthen efforts to prevent DWIs and underage drinking, provide important tools to law enforcement, supporting officer safety, and of course benefiting the economy. And what we've seen since 2003 is that that's exactly what this policy has done.
How does it promote officer safety?
Well, it's really important for folks to be identified. And so on routine traffic stops, this is one of the reasons why we had such strong and have law enforcement support. It's because when you're a law enforcement official and you are on a routine traffic stop stopping someone, it's really important that they be able to identify themselves and that you can quickly, instead of sifting through foreign documents and foreign language, that you can quickly put that driver's license information. Because folks don't have a social security number, right? So they do have this license, which sort of provides information about their record, whether there are DWIs on their record, whether there's a warrant out for their arrest. These are the kinds of things that can quickly be ascertained by law enforcement because folks have a driver's license. At least that's what our law enforcement friends have been telling us.
So what are you looking at in the special session that starts today?
Well, we know that despite all of the problems, real problems and issues with our economy, with lack of jobs, with our educational system, with poverty in New Mexico, that this is going to be an issue during our legislative session, and that this is certainly a wedge issue that the governor is going to keep pressing onto our communities. And so we know that there's going to be a repeal effort. She's made that very clear during this hopefully short special session on redistricting. And so what our task is to do is to keep obviously informing the public. We've just launched last week a website that's linked to our SomosUnPuebloUnido.org webpage or website that has fact sheets, information, all the latest news. We're going to be updating people as to where driver's license is going to be. So if you go to our website or if you go to SomosUnPuebloUnido.org/DL News, you can get that information, keep abreast of it. And we're going to also be having a big protest on September 8th, which is this Thursday, at noon in front of the roundhouse, basically just sort of pushing back and say, ya basta, it's time to get back to work, to do what this state elected you to do, which is to basically improve the economy, improve education. There are a lot of other issues that are more important than this one that, again, only affects 5% of our driver's license holders in the state.
I was reading that polls do show that the majority of New Mexicans support the repeal of the driver's license law. What's your take on that?
Well, I actually haven't seen a number of polls that indicate that. I think that the only poll that was taken was last year by the Albuquerque Journal. Polls are polls, and it showed that, I guess, 72%. That certainly gets repeated. But we've seen polls since that show that immigration is is certainly not a priority for New Mexicans.
Yeah, it's funny. Polls, they'll ask for an opinion, but they won't ask for how much you actually care about that issue in the first place.
That's right. That's right. And, it's always in the questioning. Everybody knows this about polls. But,
yeah.
I think that if we stop thinking, there's obviously a lot of information about driver's licenses. And, there's advantage to being the governor and to controlling information at MVD, right? You release that information as you want. And, obviously, we think it's very skewed. But what we really try to help people understand is that having a driver's license, Mary Charlotte, isn't a privilege and it's not a right. It's an obligation. It's a legal obligation that states impose on its resident drivers so that the state can ensure that these folks, that all of us, know how to drive, have taken DWI prevention courses if we're under 25, have taken the written and road exams, the eye exams, register our vehicles, and have insurance and provide a record. A driving record to MVD and law enforcement officials that are federal, local, and state. A lot of folks don't know that all this information that people have gone in, and it's not that they're volunteering to take this in, it is a legal requirement that all drivers in New Mexico get licensed and go through those rules, pay their traffic fines. Our community has stepped up to the plate and has shown since 2003 that we're willing to do that. And that, I think that says something about immigrants in New Mexico who don't have social security numbers. These are families who live here, who take their kids to school, who are contributing to our economy. These are folks who need their licenses in part because they have families with U.S. citizen children who depend on them and depend on their ability to drive legally in this state.
It's hard for me to understand how, and it's been going on since the middle of the 18th century, but how anti-immigrant rhetoric is still able to take any hold, considering that everybody, including the governor of the state, except for Native American Indians, have parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents who were immigrants and who made this country what it is culturally and in every other way.
That's right. There was a great lemma in Spanish, a motto that was used, I'm sure, over the course of many years, but in the early 90s when we saw Proposition 187 pass in California and other very sort of hateful, unconstitutional, and anti-immigrant policies pass at the state level back in the 90s. And it's aquí estamos y no nos vamos, right? We're here and we're not going anywhere. And,
right.
You know, you could see on bumper stickers, aquí estamos y no nos vamos. And we think about that a lot because we know that New Mexico has taken a different approach to immigration, and it's been a more sort of common sense approach, a more sensible approach, and certainly not a xenophobic, hateful, and extremist approach to immigrants, in contrast to some of the states around us, like Colorado, Texas, and Arizona. But, you know, in the end, our families are here. They're going to continue to be here. We're organizing every day for a comprehensive immigration reform that's sensible. And in the meantime, it just makes sense to make sure that people who are following the rules, who are living in New Mexico, who are paying taxes, who are really contributing, which is most of us, most of our families, it just makes sense to provide policies that incorporate them as opposed to alienate them. That doesn't make sense for anyone. We take away driver's licenses for immigrants. It's not like immigrants are going to disappear from New Mexico.
Right.
And it's not like they're not going to drive. It just means that they're not going to be accountable to the same traffic laws and the same policies that the rest of us are accountable to. So that doesn't make any sense. And we're hoping that legislators can see that, can see past all of that terrible rhetoric and do the right thing.
Now, the last legislative session, that marathon 60-day session, it seemed to go on for 10 years. The Senate did pass a bill that was a compromise that addressed all the purported problems that the governor and those in support of her position were bringing up, namely the fraud. But
that's
that
right. It was a very strong piece of legislation that that actually was worked on by both Republican senators and Democratic senators. And the Republicans didn't end up supporting it. And obviously the governor said no way. If it got to her desk, she'd veto it. And that, which most people don't know, would have strengthened residency requirements, although she can also do that through regulation. It would have created additional punitive measures for anyone involved in fraud or presenting fraudulent documents or selling fraudulent documents.
So strengthening residency requirements basically means bringing all your bills that go to your home address kind of thing?
Yes, and it all... No, and so in addition to some of the documents that are acceptable now through regulation, it would have created additional residency requirements. One, very important, proving residency for 6 months. As opposed to right now, the way that the policy is that, you know, for everybody across the board, you come in and you can prove that you live in the state today, you get a license. So for immigrants without social security numbers, you know, they'd have to prove residency for 6 months, which really isn't a problem for us because, of course, most of our families have been living here for, you know, 10, 15 years, 20 years.
Right.
And so that also more frequent renewals for immigrants and certainly... This idea that we need to create, you know, additional punitive measures via some additional felonies for folks involved in fraud. So it was a strong piece of legislation that the Senate passed, and that most House members, that most Democrats in the House supported, but that that wasn't supported at all by the governor. And so I think that if this really were about strengthening the integrity and security of our driver's license, then that bill would have been supported. It was really, it was a tough, and I mean, we weren't happy with all the provisions of it, but that's why it's compromise. And,
right.
And instead, the governor took an all or nothing approach and is continuing to take an all, and really kind of waste our time and taxpayers' money on this issue when it could have been taken care of 6 months ago. So that's where we're at.
Well, we've got just a moment left, but Somos Un Pueblo Unido has a wonderful website, which is somosunpueblounido.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also raising money to help with this campaign, and you're making it easy for people using text messaging.
That's right. You know, we as much as we'd love to be moving our state forward right now on a host of issues affecting our families, we are being forced to be in defense mode, and that, of course, takes resources. And so we encourage...
I would like to just say it. To amplify that a little bit, there are so many other more important immigrant issues
That's right.
than fighting constant battles about driver's licenses that you don't even get to deal with.
And immigrant issues are much like everyone else's issues. You know, last year we were working on protecting all workers, not just immigrants, from wage theft.
Right.
You know, helping pass a racial profiling law that would protect all people of color, all communities in New Mexico. And so immigrants are facing a lot of all of the same issues that other families are facing. I mean, we're not much different from the rest of you, right? And so I think that it's important for us to sort of put this behind us, keep moving our state forward. And one of the ways that people can support us, in addition to coming and protesting this kind of obsession with our community and this attack on our families, is coming to our event, our protest on September 8th, which is this Thursday at noon in front of the Roundhouse. We really need to show that New Mexico is better than this. And you can also support financially this campaign. And I can't stress enough how much we're spending just on this one policy alone, defending this one policy. You can text the word SOMOS to the number 84700 to pledge a donation of whatever it is that you want to pledge, and people will get back to you and help facilitate that. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. Text the word SOMOS to 84700. That information is also on our website.
Marcela Diaz is the executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.